talking to Robert Falkins of the IHSAA, Assistant Commissioner of the IHSAA here on 93 WIBC. And Robert, obviously, I'm hearing some rumblings here that the IHSAA may be considering eight-man football in the near future. Is that a possibility?
Not in the near future. It's something that our football coaches are investigating. They put a couple of years' work into it. And they're looking at it as an option to grow the sport of football for those schools that don't currently offer football as an option.
Okay, and so what? For example, what type of schools have been kind of interested in this sort of football in Indiana?
Well, currently we have 89 of our 410 member schools that don't play football. That was where they started. And of those 89, 32 have said they would be interested in starting eight-man football. But during the course of the work of the coaches, they found that there are some schools that are currently playing 11-man that are having trouble fielding teams because their numbers are down. They don't have the boys in the school that they need. So they like that as an option as well. And so that's where the investigation and work that the IFCA is doing is coming in handy. What does that look like and how do we do it?
So, yeah, let's try and answer that question then. In your eyes, how would eight-man football operate in Indiana?
Initially, we like to start with those schools that don't currently play football and offer eight-man as an option to them. And then if we can sustain the game with those schools, perhaps create a tournament if we have enough schools to participate, then we can move on to offering those schools that are having trouble fielding teams or their numbers are so bad that eight-man football is more approachable. Then we work out the process of how they go from 11-man to 8-man, and it would be a two-year cycle. Our tournaments run in two-year cycles. So in one cycle, you would be in the same type of tournament for both years of cycle. And we're also hoping that if you play 8-man football, you can grow your numbers to the point you get back to 11-man football and be competitive at that age. So the whole purpose of this option is to grow the number of kids with football as an option in their school, and then perhaps add more schools to the 11-man tournament.
Talking to Robert Falkins of the IHSAA here on 93 WIBC. So, Robert, obviously, you guys just in the very near past added the sixth class of IHSAA football to full 11-man squads. If this were to become a thing here in Indiana, how do you think that this would affect the classification process when it comes to some schools opting to bump down to the eight-man level and vice versa?
Well, we don't expect that many schools to opt down to the eight-man level. It's not going to be enough for us to change our tournament format. When that happens, we'll just readjust with the schools as we do every 2 years when we do the enrollment classifications and we rank our schools by enrollment and then set up our tournaments from there. So the process won't be any different. You just might have schools moving from 11 to 8-man. And when you say moving, I'm thinking maybe six or eight schools each 2 years or so.
Okay. And once again, talking to Robert Falkins of the IHSAA here on 93 WIBC. Switching gears a little bit here, Robert. COVID-19, still a big thing here. And just this week, schools have now been allowed to start allowing voluntary conditioning and voluntary practices. So far, what are you hearing from schools and what they're implementing, and how is the IHSAA helping in trying to get this process moving forward for the fall?
Well, we've been very diligent in getting information out to our schools about how to go about returning to play. We've got some great direction from the DOE, the governor's office, and essentially the local state or local boards of health are weighing in on what should and can be done in local communities. Now, you also have to look into what facilities look like in our individual schools, social distancing, and what that looks like. As an example, the football coaches put together a return to play that says kids can work in groups of 10 to 15, and you spread them out over the field. That assures social distancing. We have some football teams that have 200 kids on the team. It'd be kind of impossible to have a workout and practice social distancing with that number of kids. Well, if you break those kids down to smaller groups, perhaps by position, you can more easily address social distancing. So we've provided those sorts of resources to our schools. We've told them to go slow. A lot of these kids have been off for 115 days of not having anything to do with their schools. So we're not going to get them in shape in 4 or 5 weeks. So we're saying, you can practice football 2 days a week and you can condition 4 days a week. Sort of ease kids back into that whole process of being an athlete. We want to be sure our kids are healthy. We want to be sure our kids are safe as we move forward. As we, you know, hit some road bumps, we have some plans to address those. We don't know what they are yet. But we're going to find out what they are, and then we'll make the appropriate changes.
And speaking of making those appropriate changes here, so what's the, if there is one, obviously, not to put you on the spot, but if there is a timetable or lack thereof, what exactly is the forecast right now when it comes to possibly allowing fans at IHSA football games in the fall?
Well, we don't know that. We hope that the governor's, you know, phases, we're at 4.5 right now, and just to use this number, if things go well, we should be on schedule to allow fans of some sort at our games in the fall. I don't think we're going to get back to full fan participation, having the stadiums full anytime soon, but whatever the recommendations are from the governor's office and the local health agencies, we're going to provide that information to our schools and have them do the best they can.
Absolutely. So what's your message to student athletes and coaches as we move forward through this process?
Well, just, be patient. We just want everybody to do the right thing and wear your mask and all those sorts of things. You know, football's kind of important. Athletics are kind of important for high school kids. We participated in a study with the University of Wisconsin. They surveyed 1,000 of our student athletes, and they found that because our kids have not been playing sports, they've been very anxious. They're not healthy anymore. They're having some issues that we don't normally see athletes have, and it's because of this, the stress of not being able to get out and do some stuff. And so we want to have those opportunities, but in order to do so, they've got to be healthy, they've got to be safe, and they've got to follow directions of those who know.
No doubt about that. Robert Falkins, the Assistant Commissioner of the IHSAA. Robert, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.